Oh,
Oh,
okay.
okay. There we go.
So we're supposed to talk about what is our idea of a perfect evening?
Yeah, which I actually never really thought about before. So I guess you're going to have to go first.
You sound like you have a busy life.
Well,
I'm kind of a very basic person.
Yeah.
Let's see. I recently got married, so.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. We were one of those millennium couples.
Oh, that's
down the
so
convention
wonderful.
Center. Yeah.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, after 22 years of knowing each other.
Oh, my gosh. That's
we
amazing.
We decided. Yeah, isn't it? So I guess, but.
Oh, that's really great.
Thanks.
Well, when you said millennium couple, you got married at the millennium?
Yeah,
or?
Remember there was a big marriage ceremony down Convention Center?
I wasn't here. I was actually with my boyfriend in Illinois for that.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't even hear that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there was a big marriage ceremony. There was 2,000 people
to celebrate
the year 2000. Yeah. What part of Illinois?
He's from the Quad Cities area.
Okay. Oh. I used to live out in Rockford for a while.
Oh, okay. I don't
okay.
know where that is quite.
I don't know. Yeah. But Illinois is really nice.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I guess
getting on this topic.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I can be very happy just sitting home with a nice fire going, reading a good book or watching one of my all-time old favorite movies or
yeah.
I'm a quiet person. Sometimes I like to go out, but not that much anymore.
Yeah.
Or
I'm basically the same way.
You're kind of a homebody
yeah.
too.
Right. I just would rather rent a movie and stay home and
I think
I love reading a book, definitely. That's
mm-hmm.
when I get one, sometimes it's like, oh, the whole world stops.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. Who's some of your favorite authors?
I don't know. I've been trying to do a lot of the classics.
Oh, okay.
But I also like Barbara Kingsolver. Do you know her? She's from out west in Arizona. And she writes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been reading a lot of Tammy, is it Hogg, H-O-A-G? She's a forensic detective.
Oh, wow. My dad gave me one of those books.
Oh, Ashes to Ashes or?
Or something like that. Is that the new
excellent.
One, Ashes to Ashes?
Ashes to Ashes is the new one. It's excellent. It really
I haven't
is.
Read that yet. I love those books.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, she's really good. And,
did you read? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, did you read the new, what's his name book? The continuation of Hannibal Lecter?
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I haven't because somebody sort of gave away, I guess, the big surprise to me.
Oh, and that ruined it.
It did. I didn't want to
yeah.
read it anymore. Do you know what
should.
I'm talking about?
Yeah, they shouldn't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, I know. Because I read the other two. I read the Thomas Harris, that's his name. I read
uh-huh.
the Red Dragon and Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, okay, yes. Did you see the movie, too, Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
The movie was quite good, too.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah.
I was really impressed with
the
movie.
I was, too. Yeah, you know how usually the book is always so much better, but that movie was very well done.
Yeah, that was one of the movies where it was definitely, the movie was worthy of the book.
Yeah, yeah,
and it,
that's
another
true.
One I read that was a real surprise to me was I read Sophie's Choice.
You read that? Yeah. Huh.
And the movie is so much better.
The
so
movie was
better.
Excellent. Yeah, now that's
yeah.
one of my favorite movies
oh,
I can sit home and watch.
It's definitely
like,
mine.
Yeah, because I like Meryl Streep. She's
oh,
really
she's
good.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah, isn't
she's
she,
incredible.
Though? Yeah.
Yeah, and there's certain people that win Best Actress, and I'm just like, what?
mm-hmm.
When there's people like Meryl Streep out there that are just incredible.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. Did you watch the Emmys last night?
I didn't get to see them, actually.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, because I don't really watch that much TV, so I didn't know who was getting awards for what, really.
Yeah,
so.
I don't watch
yeah.
that much TV either. My yeah. husband's downstairs watching football.
Oh, yep.
Monday
yep,
night
the
football.
Game on. Who's playing
yep.
tonight?
To tell you the truth, I don't even know. Oh, the
yeah.
Jets. The Jets and the Panthers, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Jets and the Panthers, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all I care about is if Dallas doesn't win.
Okay.
And they lost last night by 1 point, so that was fine with
really?
Me. Oh, really? Yeah. So do you have a fireplace or anything?
Oh, don't I wish. What a good question for spending a night at home.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
know, but when I was little, my parents had one.
Yeah.
And they always used to think of me sitting on the, right on the, I guess, the little front part. There's
The hearse.
Yeah, and my dad always would have a fire when I'd come home from college. He'd be like, oh, Katina's coming home. We've got to have a fire so she can sit in
keep
front of
the
fire.
The home fire is burning.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Do you have one?
Yeah, we do have one, yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, they really are, they're really cool to have.
Yeah, they're really cozy, you know, especially when it's cold and blistery outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, you know. And then we have one of those blower things that kind of blows the heat
around.
Yeah,
yeah, we used to have one of those, too.
Yeah.
Our dog would sit right in front of that, so.
Oh, yeah.
It had, like, this mixed smell of, like, wood and dog. And
uh-huh, wet dog.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have stuff now that you can actually throw on the fire to make it smell good, too.
Really?
Like,